This is Evie Burke. Welcome to the Q&A call, or a Q&A call, for the KIT group program. I don't have anything to start us out with today, so we will jump right in. Does anyone have any questions that they would like looked at?
Well, I'm very far behind, so I'm not sure if I do or not.
If you have questions, go ahead and answer them. There's no behind. The material is yours to come back to when you have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it at least, so you know what's there. So if you're in a situation where you're like, oh, this would be useful, that it's there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to try to go back and do the 2 and 3 modules because I'm like only have done one. And so I really wanted to get to those before this call, but I was not able to. So
sometimes life happens.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But I would be interested to hear whatever anybody's got to say. So.
Well, Cindy, do you have any questions?
I'm behind too.
That's okay.
So maybe we should start from being behind.
Okay, well, so do you have a question around being behind, or?
I'm sure I can come up with one.
Well, even having done the first one, and I think I shared this with you, sort of, I was trying to figure out what, once I did it, what I was supposed to do with it.
Okay. So the first module is about your ideal client and how you help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for you, Jody, you would probably fill that out a couple of times because you have two ideal clients. You have the people that are going to be buying your products,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the people who will be taking advantage of the business opportunity that you have.
Right.
So there's a couple of ways to use that. One is it's just meant to get you clear about who is your ideal client. Sometimes
okay.
it's the first time people have done an exercise like that. So it's just a way to think about, okay, who are the people that I really want to connect with? Who are the people that I can most benefit and
yeah.
are really going to get a lot out of whether it's the product or the business opportunity? And
mm-hmm.
then as you go through the modules later, where this will come more into play is as we talk about warm letters, that's going to give you some of the verbiage and some of the ideas about, if you're doing warm letters, what's some of that information about myself that I can put in those warm letters? As you're looking at where are places I can network,
mm-hmm.
when you have a really clear idea of this is who my ideal client is, it will help you figure out where are some of the places that they're going to hang out.
Okay.
So that you can really, target that. And it's especially going to come into play, I can't remember the exact module it is, but when you're doing your elevator speech,
uh-huh.
where you can start pulling things from that to put in the elevator speech.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And that's something I do struggle with is when I get in front of people, what to say to a certain audience and keep it short without rambling and going and.
That's normal. So, yeah, there was a module. I want to say it's 7 or 8 that
elevator
is
7.
Over.
I have it open.
You have it open at 7? Cindy's a little farther in
yep.
the program.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's 7. So you just got, module 4?
Yeah. And I'm still on 2.
That's okay.
But I hope to actually go through those today. So I'm hoping to catch up today. It's the first day I've had kind of free lately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But the contact list, I'm looking at module 2 now. I don't know, Cindy, if you had something to add to all that, or?
Not right now.
Okay. I'm looking at the module, too, and this is something, that I'm real familiar with that I do on a regular basis is the list.
Right.
So that's very familiar to me. Let me look at number three. Let's see what this one is. And I do, like I said, I do them all the time, so that's really an easy, I say it's an easy one for me to do. The next step is always the hardest, you know. And then when you talk about mailing, and in the third one, that's something that is harder, keeping up on, you know, keeping up with something like that. I don't have anything at this point, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this program, is that I don't have any method of keeping up with people or keeping them up to date on a regular basis, because I don't do like a blog, I don't do a newsletter, I don't do any mailings at this time. I think they're costly.
Yeah, and, they can be. So this isn't something that you would send out to like 200 people. This is probably
okay.
Something, especially as you're getting started, you're probably only sending to a handful of people.
Okay.
So when you go through and you identify your A, B's, and C's, so the A's, depending on who you are, you know, I think Referral of a Lifetime says 10%. Personally, I find that a lot of people to be in constant contact with. So my my A's right now, I think there are 8 people, and that's
okay.
A comfortable number for me. You know, maybe
don't
it
worry.
Can go to 10. But right now, my A's are 10 people, and these are people that I see on a pretty regular basis, and not just that I see networking, but we have personal conversations on a fairly regular basis. So when I'm sending them a warm letter, they probably already know the information in the warm letter, but I'm sending it to them just so they know what I'm sending out to everybody else, and maybe it outlines a little bit clearer what it is I'm looking for, what's going on, and maybe they give me some feedback.
Okay. Now, I like the setup. I'm just glancing at it, and it's really good.
And honestly, that January through December, you know, New Year's greeting, item of value, personalized newsletter, that can be really aggressive. So don't feel like you have to set something up like that, because it can be really overwhelming as you're getting started. Like, that might be something you want to work toward. For right now, it might be okay just to, you know, with your A's, if you're talking with them on a regular basis, you know, sending a greeting card or a birthday card, you know, that's nice, but they're not expecting it. You know, they're in contact, you know, what's going on. With your B's and C's, that's where some of those cards or warm letters or things really come into place. And really, some of the purpose of this is, you know, as I was talking to another client, she said that she did a program with somebody else, and she loved the program, and she loved the people who did the program, but the program ended like 4 months ago, and she hasn't heard anything from them. So she got a personal Facebook message from the woman who did the program, and she was all excited. She's like, oh, yay, you know, she reached out to me. And she opens it, and it's a message about, I have this new program starting. Is this something you'd be interested in?
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, just deflated, because she's like, oh, you're just trying to sell me stuff, you know? Where if the woman would have had just a couple of touches in between, you know, just even asking, how was the program for you? How are you? This is what's going on in my life. Then it wouldn't have been, it would have felt different when she got that message saying, hey, I have this new program. Is this something that, you know, you might be interested in?
Okay. Yeah, I like that piece. I'm anxious to get through that piece. Yeah. And then I haven't looked at four yet. Are you looking through these too, Cindy?
Four
is about reconnecting with the people that you already know. So people that you've met networking, maybe you've seen them a few times and you want to connect with them or let them know what's going on. So it covers mostly warm letters. So if warm letters are great, if you've started a new venture or if you have something new in your business happening, then they're a great thing to send out. Although I also know that, so the coach I work with, she tells a story of one of her clients that did a warm letter, and she didn't really have anything new going on in her business. And this woman is somebody who is really, you know, very personable, you know, shares what's going on in her life. So she's more of that relational person. So she shared a story about her pug getting loose and going and playing with the pig because they're on a farm. And nothing about her business, just a fun story of something that had just happened. And she sent it out, and she got more business from that than any of the warm letters she sent out, just because people were like, oh, yeah, I love that story. And I was thinking about talking to you about XYZ, you know?
It just brought them back to the forefront of their brain.
Exactly.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So really, so then when I catch up, I may have some questions.
That's fine.
So really, as we work through, I guess after doing module four, I was like, was I supposed to send this to you, or is it really just for me, or what? And it sounds like this stuff is just for me to continue to work on and think about and that kind of thing, and then ask questions along the way. Is that what I'm getting?
Right, absolutely.
That we're doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because this is a group program, this is how it's set up. If you were a private client, or if you had done the VIP option, then you would be able to draft a warm letter and send it to me, and I'd look at it and make suggestions.
Okay. Yeah, I just needed to clarify that because I just wasn't sure if I was supposed to do something with it besides use it for my own. Okay, sounds good.
For thank you notes, if you have really bad handwriting, do you think it's not as personable to do them on a computer?
Good question.
I think even if it's bad handwriting, because thank you notes don't have to be long. For warm letters, I do them on the computer. They are generally like a page, page and a half, but I'll change them for each person that's getting it and then sign it at the bottom, and usually I'll date it, you know, in my own hand up in the corner. And then I'll hand address it. For thank you notes, they don't have to be long. Like if you have a little thing of stationery, thank you notes can only be, you know, like maybe two sentences. They don't have to be a lot. So I think having them in your own handwriting is nice just because it feels a little warmer. In the mastermind that I'm in, I do know that there is at least one person where she had a bunch of generic thank you notes printed out, and then she just signs it and sends it out. I feel like that's a little impersonal.
Because I like to use the send out cards where I can make it personal, but I didn't necessarily sign it.
Send out cards is good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about it is if I do have a picture, I can actually personalize it with the picture as well.
Right.
So even though I didn't handwrite it, I still wrote it, and I still personalized it. Is that okay, you think?
I think that's okay. So, Cindy, that might be something you want to look at is send out cards.
Okay.
Having
is that the same thing we talked about in the first or second module?
It's talked about in one of them. Yeah, I don't remember which one, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's something, Cindy, where you could have like an office account that, you know, you or Bill or whoever could use, just have it set up separately. Because I'm going to guess that a lot of your clients are going to be, you know, it could come from you or Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
So it makes sense to have the addresses commingled. But which reminds me, you two, while you know each other's names, and I know you both, you don't know each other. So we've gone through the networking module, the elevator speech. So do you want to test it out and share?
I'm behind. I haven't made it to the elevator speech yet. But
all right, well, go
I can do it from
anyway.
The... I'll do it extemporaneously. So I'm Cindy Rote. I'm a lawyer in Chicago. I work for Delaney Law, which is a general practice law firm. I do mostly litigation, employment law, and corporate work. So my clients are people who are employed, who feel they've been discriminated or something has happened to them relating to their employment, or new corporations that are looking to incorporate and need help with that, setting up the incorporation. And then my business partner helps new corporations that are looking for funding or want to put together an interesting deal with investors to get funding. And then litigation, anytime you have to file a lawsuit. Nobody likes to do it, but sometimes you have to do it, and that's I try to make it as painless as possible.
Okay. Oh, good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Uh-huh.
You want to share what you do, Jody?
Yes. I'm Jody Blair. I live out in Wheaton, and I'm a retired probation officer here in DuPage County, so we have something in common. And I started my own business about 8 years ago, and recently within that business, I started focusing on our Motives Cosmetics and Skincare line, and that's been, you know, a really fun thing to do, very different than meeting with criminals all the time, and really enjoyed it, just and I've been doing a few, which I never thought I would do, vendor shows, which is really strange and really out of my comfort zone. but that's what I do. I work with people that pretty much anybody, especially women, can be a client of mine. And one of the things that I'm incorporating within the next couple of months is something called Custom Blend, where, and no one else does this, it's where we actually match. We sit down with the client and we match their skin tone to the perfect liquid and powder foundation. If they are, have, you know, some areas that are different on their face, we can match that perfectly and give them a flawless look. So that's an area that I'm moving into in the next couple of months.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I just moved back to Wheaton. I lived in Wheaton for a while, and I just moved back. So we're
oh, yeah? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm moving away in a couple of months.
Where are you moving?
Branson, Missouri.
Oh, nice.
I know. Yeah, very different. I actually grew up in South Arkansas, and my mom is down there. And so it's kind of a halfway point between my kids and my mom.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to get out from these Illinois taxes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And a little warmer weather.
Yeah, it is significantly warmer and different. They just get more ice than they do snow, that's all. How fun is that?
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's
area
that,
up,
but, you know.
Yeah. We've had a place down there for a while.
Okay. Yeah, for you, Jody, warm letters will probably be something that as you're looking to launch that new line, it'd be a good way to let people know what's going on. So,
yeah, very good.
Yeah. So, and you can do it a couple of different ways. In Module 4, I talk about a reverse call to action where you say you'll call them. I like that when it's the first warm letter you do just because it reconnects you with the person and you actually reach out and talk to them. If it's something that you want to really have a lot of people know about at once, then you might just do a regular call to action where it's just, if you have any questions or, you know, let me know, or you can say something like, I'd love to reconnect with you, give me a call to set up a time to reconnect. You know, there's different, there's a few different ways you could word it, but.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I figured I would have to do something like that because a lot of my current clients, well, I should say a lot of my, I don't know if it's their past clients because I was in, I also do health and nutrition within the company, and I also do online shopping. I mean, I could go on and on what we do. But I have customers in all of those areas. So you're right, I need to reconnect with all of them, and I need to have some structured process for that. So I think this will be very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can get really overwhelming because it blurs. There's a lot of blurred lines there, you know, different things going on.
All right, any other questions?
No, more of a statement. I promise to catch up. But I'm on track.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to concentrate on it this morning, actually, and I've been sitting here just printing stuff out in the back room so that I can work on it.
Great.
So this is, it was helpful to have the phone call just so I can get my head around it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Okay.
Now,
I haven't.
I don't.
I haven't set that other appointment, that single appointment with you too. I'll reach out to you today on that.
Yeah, the ELI, the debrief. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, that one's fun. You'll like that one.
Oh, really? Oh, good. 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 Good.
There's a lot of good info in that one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Very nice to meet you, Sandy. Cindy. Jeez, what am I thinking?
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's no more questions, we'll go ahead and close the call early. And, again, you know, feel free if you can't be on the call or if you're afraid you're going to forget your questions, go ahead and email them to me.
Okay.
So they're sure to get
that's a good idea. Then we can think
about
that.
Yeah. Life sort of gets in the way sometimes and you forget what you want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the things the coach I does, where I work with. She has a bigger program, obviously, but she has one call. She's doing a 7-month or a 7-week class right now, and she has one call that's just email the questions, and she doesn't do anything live. So,
So
I do a combination.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was nice to have you both on the call. And again, if you have any questions, you know, in between, email, and we'll get them covered in the next Q&A in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, I will probably talk to and see you both before then, and if not, I look forward to seeing you on the Q&A.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Welcome. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.